Welcome to the deep dive. So many of us are out there working really hard, chasing success, but maybe feeling, well, stuck. Today, we're looking at something fundamental from our sources that might just shift how you think about getting what you want. It really boils down to one simple, maybe overlooked idea, our mission, to unpack the art of asking.
It does sound almost too simple, doesn't it? But yeah, the core idea the sources keep hitting is ask. Just ask. And it's not just, you know, being polite. It's framed as this fundamental first step, an action that gets things moving.
Right. I can almost hear people thinking, really? That's it. But the sources argue, yeah, pretty much. And here's the first key idea. Asking is the beginning of receiving. Think of it like pushing a button. They say it starts this unique mental and emotional process. Maybe it sharpens your focus or helps you spot opportunities or builds confidence. We don't need to know exactly how, maybe.
Exactly. And that's the contrast they draw, isn't it? Some people get lost studying the roots, analyzing everything, while others are busy picking the fruit. Asking is about picking the fruit. It's about starting the process, getting results, not getting bogged down.
Okay, this next bit from the sources, this really challenges something most of us just assume. They argue receiving is not the problem. Receiving is automatic, which, wow, that flips the usual script.
It really does. So if receiving just happens, then the real block isn't the world holding back. It's often a simple failure to ask. Yeah. They give this great example. Someone's a good worker, poor asker. Why? Because they haven't even, say, written down their goals. They're putting in the effort, but not directing it by asking clearly.
Ah, that makes so much sense. Yeah. Running hard, but maybe aimlessly. Makes you wonder how many of us do that. And building on that, the sources use this really nice metaphor. Receiving is like the ocean, meaning, you know, success isn't some limited resource. It's not rationed out. There's plenty.
The ocean. But then the question is, if it's this vast ocean, why do some people only get a little? Well, the sources say some people show up to this ocean with a teaspoon. And the advice is pretty clear. Trade your teaspoon for at least a bucket, maybe even bigger. It's about matching your approach, your mindset, to the scale of what's actually available.
So, okay, how do we get good at this?
Yeah.
How do we master asking? Two key ways emerge from the sources. First, ask with intelligence. This isn't about vague wishes. It means being crystal clear, specific, define it, describe it. You know, how wide, how high, how soon, what size, what color, how much, all those details.
Right. And that specificity does something powerful. Those defined goals become like magnets.
Yeah.
They pull you. They pull resources. They pull opportunities toward them. Almost like programming your brain to see the path. The clearer the description, the stronger the pull. It gives you clarity, but maybe it signals clarity outward too.
Okay. That's the intelligent part. Then there's the second way, which the sources call the childish part of the equation, which is ask with faith. It means genuinely believing you can get it, like a kid asks for something before they learn all the adult reasons why it might not happen, shedding the cynicism.
Yes. And the formula they suggest combines both. Make plans like an adult with all that intelligent detail and believe in them like a child with that pure, unwavering faith. And the sources basically say, look, just try it. Just try it for 90 days. What have you got to lose? You can always go back to being skeptical if it flops.
So let's wrap this up. The core idea is deceptively simple. The art of asking. It starts the whole process. Receiving isn't the issue. Failing to ask is. And the way to ask effectively, be intelligent and specific, like an adult planning. And believe, have faith, like a child.
Exactly. And maybe a final thought to leave everyone with. Connecting to that ocean idea, what's one thing, just one area in your life right now where you might be showing up with a teaspoon? And what could change if you switch to a bucket? If you made that intelligent, faithful ask for, say, just the next 90 days, how might that transform things?
A really powerful question to ponder. That wraps up this deep dive. Thanks for tuning in.